Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Murder at the Bank. In his early youth, Mark Fisher, foster son of indulgent old Dave Clay, was as wild and mean a young maverick as the western town of Silverhorn ever saw. Then, old Dave took Mark into the bank to work, and the young man seemed to have put his wild ways behind him. But the town was due for a rude awakening. As our story opens, Mark Fisher is riding up into the hills to a secluded glen.
Klaus? Klaus, you in the cabin?
Yeah. Who is it?
Oh, Mark, huh? Howdy.
Where's your partner?
Blaine? Oh, he's off hunting this morning. Why?
How'd you and Blaine like to make a couple $1,000 apiece?
Well, how'd a duck like to swim, Mark? Go on, I'm listening.
Bess Hunter's selling off some cattle this afternoon. She's arranged with Dave to bring that money to the bank at 3 o'clock. I want you and Blaine to be in town. When you see Bess walk into the bank, follow her in.
And grab the money, huh?
Yeah, then get back up here. We'll split it three ways, and I'll ride up for my share in a couple of days. After the excitement dies down.
Good enough.
Oh, and here's something else. I want you and Blaine to gun Dave down.
Gun down your foster father?
That's right.
Yeah, but, well, he's been good to you, Mark. He brought you up, gave you everything.
I said gun him down. Bess is coming in to pay off a bank loan with that money. I want you hombres to grab the money. But I don't want any record made that she's paid it over.
Oh.
When you get that money, Klus, hang on to it, understand? Don't ride over the mountain to the town of Cactus. I know how easy money slips through your fingers.
Don't worry. We'll hang on to it.
We'll see that you do, till I get my share. At 3 o'clock, Klus, be there.
Hello, Mr. Clay. I've brought your money. $6,000, even.
Well, I gotta hand it to you, Bess. You're quite a girl. But you don't need to pay all this loan back to the bank right now if you need any of the money for something else.
Thank you, but I want to pay it. Then it'll be out of the way.
All right, then. I'll make you out a receipt. How's your father these days?
Oh, he's as cheerful as anyone who's bedridden can be.
And you carry on that ranch all by yourself. Yes, sir, you're quite a girl. What'd I do with them receipt blanks? Oh, here they are.
Then we are, brother. Get your hands up.
Just a minute.
Don't move. Grab that sack of money, Blaine. And I'll take care of this old galoot.
Mr. Clay! Mr. Clay! Oh, my heavens!
What's the trouble here, Bess? I just came in the back door. I heard two shots. Great Scott.
I'll go get the doctor, Mark.
No, wait. Doctor can't help Dave. He's dead.
Well, then I'll get the sheriff. Those murderers, to shoot him down in cold blood.
But the sheriff can wait a minute, Bess. What's the story?
I brought in $6,000 and paid off my loan, and those two masked men walked in and grabbed the money and shot down your father.
You paid off the loan? Where's your receipt?
Well, I haven't got the receipt, Mark. Mr. Clay was just starting to make it out when they came in, but I paid him the money.
I'm sorry, Bess. Unless you can show me your receipt, you ain't paid the loan.
But Oh, that isn't important right now. I'm going after the sheriff.
Pancho, I think the bank be open now, Cisco.
Well, then the bank is not open, Pancho. We will go to Senor Dave's home and pay our respects to him there.
Cisco thinks Senor Dave remember us?
I think he will. Even though we have not seen him for some years, Senor Dave has a good memory.
And Senor Mark Fisher remember us too, Cisco?
Of course not, amigo.
No?
He's never seen us.
Oh.
The one other time we met Senor Dave, the boy was away somewhere.
He's the wild one, huh?
Well, that is the reputation he has had then, I believe. Let us hope his reputation has improved.
Let us hope. Oh, riders come this way, Cisco. They ride fast.
See, they are. They're riding abreast in this road.
Uh-huh.
It's not too wide.
Get out of the way, you galoot.
Hold him. Hold
look, hold look.
You white kids, get out of the way.
We gave you half the road, Aubrey. That is all you are entitled to.
Oh. I have a great mind to...
Come on. Don't stop here.
Well, do not get too tough, Aubrey, or Cisco fixed you.
You dropped something.
Keep away from that sack. I'll get it.
Mother Mary, you are quite upset over something, Aubrey. Do not worry. We're not going to touch your sack. But if we meet again, you had better give up half the road unless you want trouble. Come on, Pancho. Up the arrow.
Go, Logo. Unless you want troubles, Logo. Go now. Go.
Could you identify them bandits if you got a look at them, Bess?
Yes, I'm sure I could, Sheriff, even though they wore masks.
Pretty hard to identify anybody unless you can get a look at his face.
Yeah, that's right, Mark.
You don't sound as if you want those killers captured, Mark.
Of course I want them captured. I just want to be sure we get the right ones.
It took $6,000, huh?
That's right, Sheriff. Money I'd already paid to Mr. Clay to clear up my loan. Even though Mark doesn't seem to believe I did.
This bank can't do business on just anybody's word that a loan's been paid. It has to have proof, a receipt.
Well, it seems to me you ought to give Bess credit for paying it, Mark.
You run your business, Sheriff, and I'll run mine. And it is my business now. And if you...
Who are you, hombres?
I'm called the Cisco Kid.
He's mi compañero, Pancho.
Sí, mi compañero, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco Kid, huh?
Sí, we are friends of Senor Dave Clay. Is he here?
Dave Clay was gunned down about a half hour ago.
Santo. Was he killed?
That's right.
Cisco and Pancho, sorry to hear it, Señor Sheriff.
Who killed him?
That's just what we're wondering, Cisco. Would you know anything about it?
Certainly we do not, Señor. By any chance, are you Mark Fisher?
Yeah.
Well, what about it, Bess? Are these two the men?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive. Neither one of the killers was as big as Cisco, and... neither one of them was as...
Fat like Pancho, no?
That's what I was trying to say.
You better question him just the same, Sheriff. Bess could be wrong about that.
I'm not wrong, Mark. Besides that, one of the killers called the other by name. I didn't get the name clearly, but it certainly didn't sound like Cisco or Pancho.
Gracias, senorita.
Gracias. And Pancho glad now here. Fat old Pancho.
I would like to know more about these killings, senores. Perhaps one of you would be good enough to tell me the story.
I figure he's maybe bluffing, Sheriff. Better not take any chances. Just run them in.
See here, Senor Mark. The senorita has said we are not the ones. I suppose you let the sheriff make his own decisions.
You want trouble with me, Cisco?
I want trouble with no one. But enough is enough.
Too much is enough. No, that's not right. Enough is too...
I ain't too bad with a six-gun myself, you know.
Oh, Mark, stop it.
Yeah, we got trouble enough without having more. Anyways, I want to talk to you private, Mark. Cisco, Bess will tell you the story.
Well, here's all I know about it.
Cisco.
Yeah?
What do you make of the story of the senorita?
Well, I'm thinking it over, Pancho.
Pancho not know how you think and eat too, Cisco. When Pancho eat, Pancho not can think. Pancho just eat.
I suppose, amigo, when you are thinking, you cannot eat.
Si, Cisco, when Pancho... No, Pancho always can eat.
Si, it seems so.
Uh-huh.
But, Chico, I believe we would do well to keep an eye on that Mark Fisher.
Both eyes.
I do not like his looks, nor do I like the way he acted. And I do not like the way he refused to give the senorita credit for the money she paid the bank.
We watch him, Cisco. But Cisco.
Si.
And Pancho stop eating, gotta think. And Pancho think of the hombres we meet on the way to the town.
Bueno, Pancho, that is good thinking.
Good thinking.
Of course, the ones who dropped that sack.
Uh-huh.
They are the ones who should be questioned.
Yeah, we go find them, Cisco.
It's too dark to track them down now, Pancho. But as soon as we finish our supper, we'll go right over and tell the sheriff about those hombres.
Mark's at home. Light on in the house.
Who is it?
It's me, Klaus.
Klaus.
Ah.
Come in. What's the matter? I thought I told you to ride to your cabin and wait for me there.
Well, so you did, Mark, but I thought I'd better ride in to talk over what we better do about that blasted Cisco Kid.
What do you mean, do about it?
He's here in town. Blaine and I met him as we was riding out. He saw me drop the sack with the money in it. Now, maybe that don't mean anything. But it might if Cisco hears about that hold-up murder.
He's heard about it.
Ah. Well, then we'd better go after him and rub him out. I ain't afraid of any sheriff, Mark, but I'm sure afraid of the Cisco Kid. He's figured out too many jobs just like this one to suit me.
Maybe you're right, Klaus. Speaking of money, did you bring in my share?
My thunder, no, I didn't, Mark. I started for town in such a hurry, I plumb forgot it.
You ain't trying to double-cross me, are you, Klaus?
No, no, so help me, I ain't.
You better not. And to get back to Cisco, go ahead and get him.
Well, how about you help me?
I gotta go over to the bank's books tonight, Klaus.
Huh?
But I'll tell you what I'll do. You kill Cisco, and I'll let you keep 500 more of that money.
That's a deal. Now, if I can find him,
Cisco
I'll...
Cisco and the fat one went into the cafe just as I started for home.
Huh?
They're probably still there. You can get a shot at them through the back window, Klaus. Be sure you make it good.
There you are, Pancho. We'll finish our supper, paid our bill, now we can go.
Go to the sheriff.
Si. Hey, Pancho.
Si?
The back window.
Back window?
I thought I saw someone move past the window, outside.
Pancho, where's the window, Cisco? Somebody there, Cisco. Pancho, see a shadow.
Look out, amigo. He's going to fire.
Hey, stop it. That's full of shame, Pancho.
Come on, Pancho. We'll get around back of the cafe and find out who's doing that shooting. I will go this way. You go the other way.
Hey, Pancho, go the other way. You go this way, Cisco. Cisco, come quick. Pancho, hombre.
Be right there, Pancho. You all right, Pancho?
Pancho, all right, Cisco. The bullet missed Pancho again. Hombre, run over that way, Cisco, into the brush.
And we'll go after him.
Pancho like to run all over on his full stomach, Cisco.
Looks as if we would not have to run anymore, Chico. The night is dark as this. We have just about one chance in a thousand of finding that hombre, whoever he is.
What we do now, Cisco, huh?
The only one in this town I know who might want to shoot at us is that Mark Fisher hombre.
Si, Mark Fisher hombre.
And he might try to kill us for fear we might find out something about him.
Find out what, Cisco?
That is the question, Chico. But I think his reason is closely connected with the killing of his foster father, Senor Dave Clay. Pancho, we are going to find the answer pronto.
But as yet, Cisco has no way of proving a thing against Mark Fisher. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Murder at the Bank. Arriving in the town of Silverhorn to see an old acquaintance, Dave Clay, banker, Cisco and Pancho found that Dave had been shot and killed in a bank holdup some moments before. Increasingly, Cisco suspects Mark Fisher, foster son of the banker, yet he has no definite proof. When our friends were shot at as they were about to leave the cafe, Cisco determined to seek out Fisher and shake the truth out of him. But now, as they approach Fisher's house...
Wait a minute, Pancho.
Wait a minute, Pancho.
Mark Fisher's in that house, looking through the window.
See, he in the house, Cisco.
He could not possibly have got back here so quickly if he were the hombre who shot at us.
Maybe he run fast.
But the hombre who fired those shots ran into the brush, Pancho. You saw him yourself.
Maybe run fast through the brush, Cisco.
See, but he would have to run fast from the antelope, Pancho.
Huh?
No, someone else besides Mark Fisher did the shooting.
Who?
I do not know. But it would be useless to question that Fisher hombre at this point.
Then what we do, Cisco?
I would like to ask the senorita a few more questions.
Uh-huh.
Let us find out where her rancho is, and we will ride out there, right now.
Well, this must be the rancho, Chico.
See, Pancho thinks Pancho see the senorita sit on the porch.
That's quite right to do, Pancho. Both of you.
Oh, gracias, senorita.
Oh, gracias, senorita.
If you are lost in thought, senorita, I do not wish to disturb you.
No. No, I was merely wondering how Dad and I mean, now that I did pay that money over...
And got no receipt.
Yes.
I understand. Please believe Pancho and I will do all we can to help you, senorita.
Cisco good at help the senorita.
Yes, so I've heard.
Pancho quieto.
You are, Cisco. You're very good at helping, senorita.
Tell me, senorita, did those banditos take only the money that you took to the bank?
That's all.
That seems strange.
And by leaning over the counter, they could have gotten a lot of cash out of the tills.
Now that you mention it, it does seem strange, Cisco.
Careless bandidos, no?
I do not think it was carelessness, amigo. I think it was deliberate.
Deliberate?
Another question, senorita. Why would not Mark Fisher believe that you paid that money to his father?
Well, I don't know. Folks around here always have believed me. I just don't understand Mark at all.
What is his reputation nowadays?
Oh, all right, I guess. He seems to devote all his time to working in the bank.
Has he any close friends in the town?
Not that I know of. Most of the time he keeps to himself. Oh, wait a minute, Cisco. Come to think of it, there are two men who come to town occasionally. I've seen Mark with them several times. A man named Klus.
And the other one?
A man named... Let me think. Oh, Blaine. That's it. Yes, and that's the name of one of the men who was called into the bank. Blaine. I knew it sounded something like that.
Gracias, senorita. You have helped us greatly.
Si, greatly.
Oh, must you be going now?
Si, senorita. We have work to do. One thing more. Tomorrow morning, will you try and get word to Mark Fisher that Pancho and I spent tonight in the town of Cactus?
Why, yes, but...
Also, would you somehow make sure that Mark Fisher has his dinner in the cafe tomorrow noon?
I think I can arrange it.
Have him sit at the table near the partition. But Pancho and I will be sitting at the table just on the other side of the partition.
Uh-huh.
Buenas noches, senorita.
Buenas noches, senorita.
Good night.
Will you ride to Cactus now, Cisco?
No, no, Pancho. We'll make our camp well outside of town and stay there until it is time for dinner tomorrow.
Go to Cactus, make the camp, stay there, eat the dinner, and Pancho not know what Cisco talk about.
Pancho, those hombres, Klaus and Blaine, are confederates of Mark Fisher's. I am convinced of that now. My plan is to make Fisher think the other two have double-crossed him. Santiago.
Go, go now, go, go, go!
Pancho, look around that partition and see if that Fisher hombre has come in.
Si, Cisco.
If he has, do not let him see you.
Pancho, let him see Pancho. Si, Cisco, he just come in with the señorita.
Bueno, bueno.
She bring him over to the table, Cisco.
Oh, it's good, good. Now turn around here, Chico.
Uh-huh.
Now listen.
I sure didn't expect you'd want to have dinner with me, Pat.
I want to talk about that note, Mark.
Go ahead, but don't do you any good.
Now, Pancho, remember what I have told you to say.
Si, Cisco. Cisco, start to commence the begin, no?
Si.
Uh-huh.
Pancho, I tell you, I never saw anything like it.
Nothing like it? Like what, Cisco?
Like the way those two hombres were losing their money over in the town of Cactus last night.
They play poker, Cisco.
Si, and they were losing money right and left.
Left and right.
But they did not seem to care.
No.
Let's see, what were their names now? Oh, I see. One of them was an hombre named Klaus. The other was named Blaine.
Must lose $2,000-$3,000, Cisco.
Oh, I would think all of that. Si.
I gotta be going, Bess. I just thought of something.
Well, don't let me stop you, Mark.
I'll see you later.
It worked, Pancho. He thinks those hombres have spent the stolen money. Now all we have to do is to follow that hombre to the camp of the bandidos.
Oh, oh.
Afternoon, Mark.
Where's that money, you coyote?
Money? Oh, you mean the money Blaine and me got in our holdup.
That's right.
Why, it's all in the sack in the cabin.
Let me see it.
Hey, Blaine.
Yeah?
Bring out that sack of money, will you?
All right.
What are you talking about, and what are you looking so mad about?
I heard Cisco telling how you and Blaine were spending money like water over in Cactus last night.
You heard Well, Cisco's plumb crazy.
We'll see when I get a look at that sack. And speaking of Cisco, how come you missed getting him last night?
I don't know, Mark. I just plumb missed, that's all.
Here's the sack. Yeah, I'll pour the money out onto the ground.
Go on, count it, Mark. You'll find it's all there. Take your share and leave us ours, and we'll be quits.
$6,000.
Yeah.
Kind of too bad to waste any part of that money on you two buzzards.
What do you mean, Mark?
I mean this.
Hey,
look out! No, no, no!
That takes care of both of those hombres. Not bad. Now I get all this money for myself.
You will not get one cent of that money, hombre.
You're butting in again, are you, Cisco?
See, if that is what you want to call it, I...
Eat him again, Cisco. That way's the time.
Pancho, look after those hombres on the ground. Do what you can for them.
Here, Cisco.
And I will look after this hombre right now.
Pancho, hear the hombre fall, Cisco. He not see the hombre fall. Pancho too busy here.
Well, I would take his guns just to remove temptation when he opens his eyes.
Huh?
And so I will tie him up with this piece of rope. How about the two bandidos, Pancho?
One bandido dead, Cisco.
The other one?
The other one might live, might not live. Pancho, not know.
Well, do what you can for him, amigo.
Huh?
And while I am taking this coyote to the sheriff, you can take that bandito to the doctor.
Nice work, Cisco. Mighty nice. Well, what do you got to say for yourself, Mark?
I ain't seen a thing, Sheriff.
You admit you was in cahoots with Klus and Blaine, don't you?
I admit nothing.
But certainly you will admit that you shot those two hombres and killed one of them.
I said I admit nothing.
You're an eyewitness to that murder, ain't you, Cisco?
No, I cannot say I am, Senor Sheriff. I was just coming around a ledge of rock when the shots were fired. I did not see the shooting itself, but I was on the scene a moment later.
That don't count in court.
Very well. What about that sack of money, hombre? That belongs to Senorita Best, does it not? Well, answer my question.
Oh, sure. Sure it belongs to Best, Cisco. I had a hunch those two hombres robbed the bank, so I rode out to the camp.
Sir, that is your story now.
That's right.
What about that remark I heard you make when you said you would have all that money for yourself?
You're crazy, Cisco. I didn't say anything like that.
Cisco, come over here a minute.
Si, Senor Sheriff.
That story of his is going to be mighty tough to break, Cisco.
See, it is, Senor Sheriff, unless we get...
Unless what?
Here comes Pancho back from the doctor's. Did you get that Stein statement from the Klus hombre, Pancho?
Pancho got the statement, Cisco, right here. Cisco write out the statement on the way in, Sheriff, and Klus hombre signed it when he get conscious at the doctor's.
What statement?
A statement involving you with the robbery of the bank and the murder of your foster father.
Can't prove nothing by that. Dying man will sign anything.
Klus hombre not go to die, hombre.
What?
Doctor say Klus hombre live. And the Klus hombre not like you now. He say he tell the judge and the jury all about you, hombre.
Bueno, Pancho, bueno. Huh? For this, I will see that you get the biggest steak in the cafe. Adios, Senor Sheriff. And guard that Fisher hombre well.
Cisco, you know something? I think you're wonderful.
Oh, do not speak that way, senorita, or you will have me believing it.
Well, you are. You can't know how much it means to Dad and me to have that money back and to be able to pay off that note at the bank.
I can imagine how much it means to you, senorita. But you can thank Pancho, not me. He kept that Klus hombre alive until he could get him to a doctor.
I have thanked Pancho. He's out in the kitchen now eating his third gooseberry pie.
That would be more than reward enough for Pancho.
Now, about a reward for you, Cisco.
I need no reward, senorita. It's enough to rid the town of a coyote like that Mark Fisher.
I know, but nobody would have rid the town of him if you hadn't happened along. So...
You give me too much credit, senorita. However, gracias. Now I will get Pancho and we will ride on our way.
Just a second. Cisco, do you think I'm pretty?
Oh, I think you are very pretty.
Well, then... Of course, if you don't want the reward I was going to give you...
Perhaps.
There's no perhaps about it, Cisco. Here. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho like to go see Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio.
Very well, then. Let us go and see Porfirio.
And Pancho want to know what kind of dog Porfirio got now.
Oh, has Porfirio got a new dog?
Si, Porfirio got a new dog. And Pancho not know what kind of dog he is, but Pancho know what kind of dog he not.
You mean, what kind of a dog he is not?
See, Pancho know the dog is not a dog. That's a little long dog.
Oh, a dachshund.
See, a little long dog.
Well, does not Porfirio like dachshunds?
Porfirio used to have that. Used to have a long little dog. But Porfirio say every time the little long dog come into the room, Porfirio catch a cold.
Porfirio caught cold every time the dachshund came into the room?
Every time he come in the room.
Well, how was that, amigo?
Well, the little long dog takes so much time to come through the door, it make a big drop, so Porfirio catch the cold.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, it's his cold.
Ha 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 ha!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.